Let's take a moment to talk about Vic Atiyah, a man who would like to be our governor. You should know that while most politicians ignore the people's cry for property tax relief, hoping that it would go away, Vic Atiyah called for honest tax relief and less government spending. He heard the people's call for action. Vic Atiyah acted 2 years ago with a bill demanding that the tax surplus be returned to Oregon taxpayers. That's what the people wanted. I've seen Vic Atiyah's work to protect Oregon's air and water quality. I've seen Vic Atiyah's work for our schools and senior citizens. He'll work for us. He's a man who cares about Oregon. Perhaps the most important fact about Vic Atiyah is his willingness to listen. I know that Vic listens, then acts. He gets the people's job done the people's way. I'm convinced it's time to tear down the walls around Salem. It's time for a governor who will put meaning back in the word responsiveness. It's time for Atiyah.
Paid for by the Atiyah for Governor Committee.
Vic Atiyah's not flashy, but he's the hardest worker in Oregon. While others grabbed headlines, Vic Atiyah wrote our major environmental laws and boosted Oregon's job market and worked for property tax relief and fought so senior citizens could work past age 65. As a lifelong Oregonian, Vic Atiyah understands our state and what lies ahead. Vic Atiyah has worked for the people of the entire state. People in communities like Pendleton, Roseburg, Ontario. He has worked to return control to the local level and to make government cost less and do more, and to make state government responsive to the needs of all Oregonians. Isn't this really the kind of man we need as governor? Vic Atiyah has been in our corner for 19 years. It's time for us to be in his. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for Atiyah.
Paid for by the Atiyah for Governor Committee.
In just 4 years, Governor Straub has doubled state spending, and he can't escape that responsibility. The governor is the only person who can use the veto to cut the waste from state budgets. When Vic Atiyah fought to return the 1977 budget surplus to us for tax relief, Governor Straub used his veto to prevent it. We need Vic Atiyah's brand of leadership. It's time for a governor who is careful with taxpayers' money after the election. It's time for Atiyah.
L.B. Day, state legislator and a leader in the Oregon Teamsters Union. Roger Martin, state legislator and Vic Atiyah's opponent in the May primary.
I know Vic Atiyah. He'll be a strong and responsive governor. Governor Straub's tactics personally attacking Vic have no place in Oregon politics.
The bottom line is Governor Straub doubled state spending and stopped Vic's effort to return the last budget surplus to the taxpayers.
We have a message for you.
It's time for Atiyah.
Absolutely.
Paid for by the Atiyah for Governor Committee.
Vic Atiyah fights for honest property tax relief, so he's given us a plan to refine Measure 6. Governor Straub's plan is a tax shift to higher income taxes. But if neither 6 nor 11 pass, as governor, Vic Atiyah will use the budget surplus for tax relief now, then keep working with us for a plan we can accept. It's time for a governor who will fight for tax relief after the election. It's time for Atiyah.
A personal message to you from Vic Atiyah.
I grow more concerned every day. I see the terrible burden that state spending has created. The more people I meet, the more determined I am to end runaway spending and see permanent tax relief. I want to help people to a better life here in Oregon. That's why I now ask for your support. I promise you, my work will make you proud of your vote.
Paid for by the Atiyah for Governor Committee.
In 1975, Governor Straub described his budget as hold the line, but when official figures were revealed, spending had gone up 54%. In 1977, he said his budget was frugal. Later, figures showed a 36% increase. Spending has doubled under Governor Straub. Now he has another frugal budget. Sound familiar? It's time for a governor who's careful with our money after the election. It's time for Atiyah. Vic Atiyah is endorsed by Oregonians.
Edith Green, former Democratic Congresswoman. Roger Martin, state legislator. the Oregon Farm Bureau, Marine Cooks and
These people are from Oregon, no outsiders. They care about better jobs for Oregonians, a healthy climate for our own small businesses and agriculture, and state government geared more to service than to spending. And for governor, all of them say, it's time for ATEA.
Senator and Teamsters leader, Corvallis Gazette Time.
Paid for by the ATEA for Governor Committee.
Governor Straub says Measure 11 will let the state pay half your property taxes. But whose money will they use? The state gets money from one place, you and me, the taxpayers. So income taxes may go up, or we may get a sales tax. Even Governor Straub can't create money by magic. Measure 6 isn't perfect, but it's honest, and Vic Atiyah has a plan to make it work. It's time for real property tax relief. It's time for ATEA. A personal message to you from Vic ATEA.
I grow more concerned every day. I see the terrible burden that state spending has created. The more people I meet, the more determined I am to end runaway spending and see permanent tax relief. I want to help people to a better life here in Oregon. That's why I now ask for your support. I promise you, my work will make you proud of your vote.
Paid for by the ATEA for Governor Committee.
Governor Straub says if Measure 11 passes, the state will pay half your property taxes. We have one question. Whose money will they use to pay it? Think about that for a minute. Then think about income taxes going up. Think about sales taxes being imposed. Because that money has to come from somewhere. And let's face it, in the final analysis, the state gets money from only one place, from you and me, the taxpayers. Vic ATEA says there's only one honest way to get guaranteed property tax relief, and that way is to cut taxes and control state spending. Measure 6 can accomplish that. It's not perfect, nothing is, but Vic ATEA has already presented his plan to refine and improve Measure 6 once it passes. This is no time for tax tricks. It's time for honest tax relief. It's time for sanity in state spending. It's time for ATEA.
Paid for by the ATEA for Governor Committee.
LB Day, state legislator and a leader in the Oregon Teamsters Union, Roger Martin, state legislator and Vic ATEA's opponent in the May primary.
I know Vic ATEA. He'll be a strong and responsive governor. Governor Straub's tactics personally attacking Vic have no place in Oregon politics.
The bottom line is Governor Straub doubled state spending and stopped Vic's effort to return the last budget surplus to the taxpayers.
We have a message for you.
It's time for ATEA.
Absolutely.
Governor Straub says Measure 11 will let the state pay half your property taxes. But whose money will they use? The state gets money from one place, you and me, the taxpayers. So income taxes may go up, or we may get a sales tax. Even Governor Straub can't create money by magic. Measure 6 isn't perfect, but it's honest, and Vic ATEA has a plan to make it work. It's time for real property tax relief. It's time for ATEA.
Paid for by the ATEA for Governor Committee.
Suppose you were governor, and you doubled state spending in just 4 years, and you failed to give us property tax relief. So people finally took matters into their own hands, and government responsiveness was going down while government scandals were coming up. Would you advertise those facts? We don't think so. But if you spent thousands on commercials to damage the reputation of one state legislator, so people would forget your own record, would you deserve to be reelected? We don't think so. The ATEA for Governor Committee is furnishing this message because it's time to focus on the real issues. Governor Straub's budgets double state spending. Vic ATEA wants to bring it back to reality. Governor Straub refused to return our last budget surplus to us for tax relief. Vic ATEA fought to return that money to you. It's time for a close look at the real record. It's time to change things for the better. It's time for ATEA.
paid for by the ATIA for Governor Committee.
Governor Straub says Measure 11 will let the state pay half your property taxes. But whose money will they use? The state gets money from one place, you and me, the taxpayers. So income taxes may go up, or we may get a sales tax. Even Governor Straub can't create money by magic. Measure 6 isn't perfect, but it's honest, and Vicatia has a plan to make it work. It's time for real property tax relief. It's time for ATIA. When Vicatia planned for property tax relief, there were no tricks. He knew Measure 6 had flaws, but it offered guaranteed tax relief. So Vic found a way to make it work. He saw the hocus-pocus of Measure 11. The state can't pay half your property taxes without taking your money some other way, like higher income taxes or a sales tax. Vic won't stand for that. Vic has always been on the people's side. It's time we had a governor. It's time for ATIA.
Paid for by the ATIA for Governor Committee.
When Vic ATIA fought to return the last budget surplus to us for tax relief, Governor Straub fought Vic ATIA. That's a fact, and taxpayers don't like it. Under Governor Straub, state spending doubled. That's a fact, and taxpayers don't like it. So instead of running on his record, the governor is trying to damage the reputation of another man. That's not the kind of leadership we need in Salem. It's time for a governor who will build a record we can be proud of. It's time for ATIA. When Vic ATIA planned for property tax relief, there were no tricks. He knew Measure 6 had flaws, but it offered guaranteed tax relief. So Vic found a way to make it work. He saw the hocus-pocus of Measure 11. The state can't pay half your property taxes without taking your money some other way, like higher income taxes or a sales tax. Vic won't stand for that. Vic has always been on the people's side. It's time we had a governor. It's time for ATIA.
Paid for by the ATIA for Governor Committee.
Why the groundswell of support for Vic ATIA? Maybe it's his work for tax relief for Oregonians. His record is clear. Vic ATIA was one of the first to speak out against Oregon's soaring tax burden. And he sponsored legislation to make tax relief a reality. Like House Bill 2038, which would have returned the state income tax surplus to taxpayers. And laws providing rent subsidies and tax exemptions to the elderly. And legislation to reduce the tax burden on the disabled.
While others ignored the problem, I was telling Oregonians that property tax relief was the number one issue in this campaign. Now, for some reason, the taxpayers' revolt has startled the politicians.
It's time for a governor who will lead the way to responsive state government. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATIA. Why the groundswell of support for Vic ATIA? Maybe it's his work to preserve Oregon's environment. His record is clear. Vic ATIA understands the importance of our natural heritage, and he sponsored many of Oregon's environmental laws. In 1967, he introduced the first air and water quality control legislation in Oregon. And since then, he has sponsored bills like Senate Bill 577, declaring it state policy to control oil spills, as well as legislation setting up and maintaining state parks and recreation areas.
Industry in Oregon will be clean and will work within the law. As a major author of Oregon's clean air and water legislation, I know the environmental law in depth and in detail.
It's time for a governor who will lead the way to responsive state government. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATIA. Why the groundswell of support for Vic ATIA? Maybe it's his work for the disadvantaged in Oregon. His record is clear. Vic ATIA believes that the state has a responsibility to assist the disadvantaged. And he sponsored these bills to turn his belief into action.
House Bill 2308, providing equal access to public buildings for the disabled. House Bill 2636, increasing public assistance for the blind. Plus, legislation providing new opportunities for the disabled. And bills outlawing discrimination in Oregon.
The freedom to enjoy our state belongs to us all. Every Oregonian will have unlimited access because efficient state action will clear the path.
It's time for a governor who will lead the way to responsive state government. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATEA. Why the groundswell of support for Vic ATEA? Maybe it's his work to help cut crime in Oregon. His record is clear. Vic ATEA is concerned with crime, and he's doubly concerned with the plight of the victim. And he sponsored legislation to do something about it, like Senate Bill 663, establishing a program so that victims of crime can be compensated, laws to deal with habitual offenders, and laws protecting victims of child abuse and regulating drunk driving offenders. More important, Vic ATEA has worked to prevent crime at the source.
Why are we always so concerned about what we do with criminals after they are caught? More time should be spent on keeping people out of the system in the first place.
It's time for a governor who will lead the way to responsive state government. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATEA.
It began with just a few people. Vic ATEA called for action to halt runaway state spending. A few more joined. He talked about property tax relief and jobs for Oregonians. Still more people noticed. Vic ATEA spoke of local involvement in decision-making. He proposed a governor's administration that would meet the challenge of Oregon's future with leadership, responsiveness, and a new way of thinking. And a crowd assembled. Because Vic ATEA's idea of state government is one that responds to people's needs with greater efficiency, not increased spending. Better use of people's talents, not bigger government payrolls. And the people like what they hear. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATEA.
Paid for by the ATEA for Governor Committee.
Vic ATEA is not flashy, but he's the hardest worker in Oregon. While others grabbed headlines, Vic ATEA wrote our major environmental laws and boosted Oregon's job market and worked for property tax relief and fought so senior citizens could work past age 65. As a lifelong Oregonian, Vic ATEA understands our state and what lies ahead. Vic ATEA has worked for the people of the entire state. People in communities like Pendleton, Roseburg, Ontario. He has worked to return control to the local level and to make government cost less and do more and to make state government responsive to the needs of all Oregonians. Isn't this really the kind of man we need as governor? Vic ATEA has been in our corner for 19 years. It's time for us to be in his. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATEA. Vic ATEA is not flashy, but he's the hardest worker in Oregon. While others grabbed headlines, Vic ATEA wrote our major environmental laws and worked for property tax relief and fought so senior citizens could work past age 65 and worked to make state government cost less and do more. Vic ATEA is called the statesman of Oregon politics, one of Oregon's first-class legislators. And he's a candidate for governor at a time when Oregon needs him most. At a time when state government has grown so complex that our next governor must be an expert to manage it. At a time when Oregon doesn't need national attention as much as it needs local concern. Vic ATEA understands our state and what lies ahead. Vicatia's been in our corner for 19 years. It's time for us to be in his. It's time to make Oregon a dream we can afford. It's time for ATIA.
Paid for by the ATIA for Governor Committee.